Monday, March the 16th. Went to school. Found it closed. In my anguish, I had forgotten that I am on holiday. Didn't want to go home, so went to see Bert Baxter instead. He said the social worker had been to see him and had promised to get Sabre a new kennel, but he can't have a home help. Bert, not Sabre. There must have been a full week's washing up in the sink again. Bert says he saves it for me because I make a good job of it. While I washed up, I told Bert about my parents getting a divorce. He said he didn't hold with divorce. He said he was married for 35 miserable years, so why should anybody else get away with it? He told me that he has got 4 children and that none of them come to see him. 2 of them are in Australia, so they can't be blamed, but I think the other 2 should be ashamed of themselves. Bert showed me a photograph of his dead wife. It was taken in the days before they had plastic surgery. Bert told me that he was a hostler when he got married. A hostler is somebody doing things with horses, and didn't really notice that his wife looked like a horse until he left to work on the railways. I asked him if he would like to see a horse again. He said he would, so I took him to see Blossom. It took us ages to get there. Bert walks dead slow, and he kept having to sit down on garden walls, but we got there eventually. Bert said that Blossom was not a horse, she was a girl pony. He kept patting her and saying, "Who's a beauty then, eh?" Then Blossom went for a runabout, so we sat down on the scrap car, and Bert had a Woodbine, and I had a Mars bar. Then we walked back to Bert's house. I went to the shops and bought a packet of Vesta chow mein and a butterscotch instant whip for our dinner, so Bert ate a decent meal for once. We watched Pebble Mill at 1. Then Bert showed me his old horse brushes and photographs of the big house where he worked when he was a boy. He said he was made into a communist when he was there, but he fell asleep before he could tell me why. Came home. Nobody was in, so I played my ABBA records at the highest volume until the deaf woman next door banged on the wall. Tuesday, March the 17th, St. Patrick's Day, bank holiday in Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland. Looked at big and bouncy. Measured my thing. It was 11 centimetres. Mr. O'Leary, who lives across the road from us, was drunk at 10 o'clock in the morning. He got thrown out of the butcher's for singing. Wednesday, March the 18th. My mother and father are both speaking to solicitors. I expect they are fighting over who gets custody of me. I will be a tug of love child, and my picture will be in the newspapers. I hope my spots clear up before then. Thursday, March the 19th. Mr. Lucas has put his house up for sale. My mother says the asking price is £30,000. What will he do with all that money? My mother says he will buy another, bigger house. How stupid can you get? If I had £30,000, I would wander the world having experiences. I wouldn't take any real money with me, because I have read that most foreigners are thieves. Instead, I would have £3,000 worth of traveller's cheques sewn into my trousers. Before I set off, I would A. send Pandora 3 dozen red roses. B. pay a mercenary £50 to duff Barry Kent up. C. buy the best racing bike in the world and ride it past Nigel's house. D. order a massive crate of expensive dog food so that the dog is properly fed while I'm away. E. buy a housekeeper for Bert Baxter. F. offer my mother and father £1,000 each to stay together. When I came back from the world, I would be tall, brown, and full of ironical experiences, and Pandora would cry into her pillow at night because of the chance she missed to be Mrs. Pandora Mole. I would qualify to be a vet in record time, then I would buy a farmhouse. I would convert one room into a study so that I could have somewhere quiet to be intellectual in. I wouldn't waste £30,000 on buying a semi-detached house. Friday, March the 20th. First day of spring. Full moon. It is the first day of spring. The council have chopped all the elms down in Elm Tree Avenue. Saturday, March the 21st. My parents are eating different things at different times, so I usually have 6 meals a day because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. The television is in my room now because they couldn't decide who it belongs to. I can lie in bed and watch the late-night horror. I am starting to get a bit suspicious about my mother's feelings towards Mr. Lucas. I found a note she had from him. It says, "Pauline, how much longer? For God's sake, come away with me. Yours forever, Bimbo." Although it was signed Bimbo, I know it was from Mr. Lucas because it was written on the back of his red electricity bill. My father should be informed. I have put the note under my mattress next to the big and bouncy magazines. Sunday, March the 22nd. Third in Lent. British summertime begins. It is my grandma's birthday today. She is 76 and looks it. I took her a card and a pot plant. It is called Leopard Lily. Its foreign name is Diefenbachia. It had a plastic label stuck in the soil which said, "The sap in this plant is poisonous, so take care." My grandma asked me who chose the plant. I told her my mother did. My grandma is quite pleased that my parents are getting a divorce. She said that she always thought that my mother had a wanton streak in her and that now she had been proved right. I didn't like to hear my mother being spoken of in such a way, so I came home. I pretended to grandma that I had promised to meet a friend, but I haven't really got a friend anymore. It must be because I'm an intellectual. I expect people are in awe of me. Looked in my dictionary to find out what wanton means. It is not very nice.